We're going to head to Toledo and be joined by Rockets head coach Jason Candle. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Doing good, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. And obviously with these couple extra days in preparation, we're on the field tomorrow night with your Rockets hosting Kent State. When you take a look at Kent State, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think Coach Lewis and the staff have done a great job of, you know, progressing that program, and you know, from when they've taken when they took it over to now, you know, it's you've seen a steady incline of the effort that they play with. You've seen a steady incline in the attention to detail that their kids they're having, and you know, their and the schematics that they play with on offense, defensively, and certainly in the kicking game as well. So I think it's a team that's on the rise and has done a good job this year of being very competitive in every football game and done a good job of like I said, taking the next step.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Candle and all of our coaches throughout today's call. For you and your Rockets, obviously, the key as we get to November is certainly the time of year with running game. Just talk about where your offense is right now with your running game, certainly led by Brian Kovac and also Shaquille Seymour.
Well, when we've been able to run it effectively, we've been able to have a lot of success on offense. And when we haven't, we have not had the success we desire. So it sets the table for everything that we do. You know, it allows you to really be effective in the play-action pass game, and then really it allows you to have effective quick throws and certainly some down the field too. But, you know, give a credit to our offensive line. They've done a good job of, you know, of hanging in there and really in some tough spots and playing really good football in some key moments. You know, we had some injuries at quarterback and, you know, playing our third guy at QB right now. So, you know, it's not always easy when the other team knows you're going to try to run it and run it effectively. And those guys have been rock solid in there. There's never, you know, they do a great job in between series of coming over and adapting to what's going on in the game field and getting them playing with their coaches and going back out and executing.
Last week in preparation for this Kent State contest, how have your Rockets responded to practice throughout the week?
Well, we had a good week. You know, you got a little bit of a break, you know, in the action of the 7-day routine, but which I think is always a good thing, whether it's a short week or whether it's just a little bit longer. I think the stimulation and the changing and the flipping of the schedule, you know, helps guys with, you know, just making sure that they're focused on the attention to detail it takes to be really good in the classroom. You know, and the attention to detail it takes to be really good in their preparation, you know, which will allow them to go and play with the confidence necessary to win conference games when you get into this midweek stuff. So, you know, obviously you take advantage of the time, like many of the other coaches have mentioned this morning, of trying to get some guys healthy and, you know, mend some bumps and bruises and put some Band-Aids on things. But, you know, still doing a really good job of trying to be really intentional in what you do in preparation for a good Kent State team.
For you in the quarterback position, how has Eli Peters done this week? Is Mitchell close to coming back, or what's the status from the quarterback position for your offense?
Well, Eli's had a good week, and you know he's done a good job of, you know, having a full week of preparation to where that he's going to come play and be the starting quarterback, and you know that's obviously the last play that he was on the field was a memorable one for him. So you know obviously he's got, you know, his confidence is really strong right now, and we got to do a good job of putting together a plan to make sure that he's able to go out and play confident tomorrow night.
Beyond the play by Peters, for you to have success tomorrow night, what do your Rockets need to do?
Well, we always strive for balance on offense, and you know, Kent State does a really good job of mixing up their looks. We got to handle, you know, some of the pressures that they present, you know, from a defensive perspective, and our line's got to be tuned into where those things are coming from and handle that. You know, we have to do a good job of trying to, you know, limit what I believe is a really good quarterback, you know, a guy that's done a great job executing that offense and that offensive scheme, and certainly been unbelievable at taking care of the football and really extending plays and making plays with his feet and his legs. So it'll be a stiff challenge for us, you know, to contain him and all the, you know, all the weapons that they have on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, Jason, I know it's been a busy morning. Thank you for fitting us in with the schedule with tomorrow night's game. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Jason. For Jason Candle and his Toledo Rockets, preparing for tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 5th's home game against Kent State. That game, a 7 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and televised nationally by CBS Sports Network.